Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Did you hear the one about the Englishman who walks into a dental office? I know that sounds like a joke or an oxymoron, but it's actually a true story. Now that our two adult children are through college and off the butler payroll, my wife and I decided to invest in some dental work that we'd both neglected during the lean years of endeavouring to get our offspring through university with no debt. I'm delighted to say they did their part of graduating with great grades and are now both fully fledged taxpayers. Anyway, back to the dental office, an experience that reminded me of much of the rudiments of excellent business practice. The reception area was just immaculate. How many times do we as consumers walk into a place of business and within seconds want to turn around and walk out? Wendy and Erica, the receptionists, were both warm and welcoming. They looked up from their computer screens and sincerely engaged with me as if they really appreciated my book of business. What a novel idea. Show genuine appreciation for your customer. Rachel was the dental assistant who invited me into the room that has that piece of furniture most of us dread, the dental chair. She was very calming and seemed to care about me and my evident anxiousness of not being a fan of that chair. Rachel was efficient but still empathic, such a rare combination in today's technologically driven world. One of the attributes I also sensed from Rachel was that she had this peace about her that seemed to pass all understanding, and I began to relax because she was relaxed. After a few minutes, Andrew the dentist entered the room. Being from England originally, I didn't think dentists had personality. I just thought they were a weird breed who enjoyed inflicting pain on people on behalf of the government. Or at best, asked you a few questions about your family or vacation plans only when they knew you had no way of audibly replying while they had both their hands and various medieval looking tools jammed in the upper region of your gullet. Well, what a pleasant person Andrew was, a professional with poise. He made no judgment of the amount of work I needed doing and in fact suggested a work pattern that would save time and money. How innovative. Treat others in a way that you would like to be treated. Don't just see your customer as a walking cash register. I truly got the sense that Andrew wanted to help me in the most cost-effective and time-efficient manner possible. When I was done, I was surprised by two facts. Firstly, that I could still speak. And secondly, that the billing was accurate. How many times do we find as a customer that the estimate bears no relation to the final invoice? So there you have it. That's the one about an Englishman walking to a dental office in Valencia, California. Not only do I have a better smile with this small team filled me with a big joy as they each reminded me of some of the fundamentals of good business. You know, cleanliness, friendliness, genuineness, professionalism, and accuracy. Thank you, Wendy and Erica, Rachel, and the scariest man in the building, Andrew DDS.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.